To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back to the show. This portion of our award-winning program is sponsored by the team ready to help you at Sell My House Fast. With spring officially starting later this week, you may be looking to sell your home. Maybe you've got a second house somewhere that it's time to move on from. Perhaps you're relocating, or you inherited a home you don't want. Maybe you have a tenant you really don't want. Or you're going through a divorce and you're behind on taxes, whatever the issue. If you want to get cash out of your house now, this is an opportunity for you. For 25 years now, this team has successfully sold new houses, old houses, abandoned houses, all types of houses at a fair price. And they close fast. Plus, there's no real estate agent involved, so that means no added real estate commission. They'll do all the repairs, all the cleaning, even any clean-out that's needed. They have so many Google 5-star reviews because their offers are fair and the process is transparent. Call Sell My House Fast today at 800-734-0504. That's 800-734-0504. I'll give it to you one more time. 800-734-0504. Well, who doesn't love a festival? Whether it's Coachella in Southern California or the Edinburgh Festival in Ireland. For my Right Stuff segment, I'm pleased to introduce a woman who really cares about festivals. So much that she's written a definitive guide to festivals titled Celebrate, the Greatest Festivals in the World. Our author for this Right Stuff segment is Victoria Philpott. She's a veteran of 62 different festivals in 22 different countries, and we reach her today at her home in England. Vicky, you know, some of us have jobs, but I do envy yours, and I want to talk to you in the course of our conversation about some specific festivals and the logistics of planning and attending them. First, tell me, do you know what the three largest festivals in the world are?
Hi, Rudy. Okay, so the biggest festivals in the world are Glastonbury in the UK, the Montreal Jazz Festival, and Taipusum in Kuala Lumpur.
And what is that? What is the one in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia?
So that's called Taipusum, and it's sort of about, it's about piercing. So a lot of people get piercings, but all over their body, not just the normal ones that you see every day.
It's a piercing festival, and it's one of the largest three in the world?
Yeah, lots of people go because they want to watch it all happen.
They want to watch other people getting piercings?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, if there are a lot of people there, I presume there's other stuff like food and entertainment.
Yeah, there's lots going on. There's lots going on around that. I think a lot of these festivals now, so they'll have a main thing that's attracted people over time, but then they've built up this huge festival, so there'll be a lot of other entertainment on at the same time.
All right, let's talk about a festival first in the United States. I have heard of this one. I've not been to it. It's big every year, South by Southwest in Texas. Tell me about that festival.
Yeah. So I went to South by Southwest a few years ago, and it's a festival. It lasts about 2 weeks, and it's sort of where a lot of people go when they're just starting out. So it's a big showcase festival, as well as being a festival that attracts huge, huge headliners to come and talk about a range of things from the arts to social issues. So it's just a really varied and interesting festival to go to in Texas.
I get the impression there's also a lot of tech stuff. Is that a misperception on my part?
Yeah, so they have a few different areas there. So there's a whole film area, then there's music, but then there's also a large emphasis on tech, which I think just every year is just getting bigger and bigger.
And it's outside Austin or in Austin, Texas, right?
Yeah, in Austin, in a few different venues across the city. There's so much going on for South by Southwest. It's a really incredible festival to go to. But there's a whole track that's free, but then there's other events where you have to pay for your ticket, or sometimes you'll pay on top, but there's lots of different tracks that you can go to. So it is actually worth just going to Austin to be in the vibe if you don't want to buy the ticket to the festival. There's so much going on that week, those two weeks.
This one I've always wondered about, and I'm sure you went there. It's Tomatina in Spain, and I suppose Tomatina means tomatoes. This is where everybody throws tomatoes at each other. What is that all about?
Yeah, so that's the world's largest food fight, and there's 20,000 plus people throwing over 100 tons of tomatoes at each other. They all come in on the trucks, and the trucks just open up at the back, and then everyone's grabbing the tomatoes and throwing them at each other. All the buildings around have to be protected. It's such a interesting and unique vibe. And then they've got this whole thing where there's a big greasy pole, and then men compete to climb it to get a big ham off the top. So there's that going on. That's sort of like the main area, and then everyone's having this tomato fight around. It's a crazy festival.
Is it a holiday? Are we honoring something special here? Is it just, as you say, the world's biggest food fight?
Yeah, I think it started. It started as just tomato stalls, and they started fighting each other back in, I don't know when, but a long time ago. And then it's just got bigger and bigger every year. And yeah, now tens of thousands of people go and throw tomatoes at each other.
And it's not everywhere in Spain, right? It's just in one particular city.
No, it's in Bunol, which is near Valencia in Spain.
Right. And you have been there.
Yes. I went there a few years ago and threw a lot of tomatoes and got them all thrown at me and had to throw my clothes away because everything gets tomato-y.
You know, people run pictures of it every year, but I just look at it and wonder who these people are. Is it just a one-day thing?
Yeah, one day, but then they have parties and stuff afterwards. But I think I enjoyed it when I went, but I think it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience to get those. It kind of hurts when you get a tomato thrown at your face.
I would think so, too. I know you have a 3-year-old son. I'm sure he'll grow up to just love it. We are talking to Victoria Philpott. She is the author of a new book called Celebrate, the Greatest Festivals in the World. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back after these commercials. I want to talk to her about a couple other festivals and then find out some of the logistics. I mean, do you have to plan ahead for all of them or that sort of thing? Stay with us. We'll be right back. We are in our Right Stuff segment, and I hope you'll stick with us through the break.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by TakeLean.com. You know, these days everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. What if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? Well, we have an answer. Doctors have created a weight loss supplement called Lean, L-E-A-N, that you can buy now at TakeLean.com, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. So let's get you started at TakeLean.com and use the code CAREY, C-A-R-E-Y, to save 20% off. That's 20% off with code CAREY at TakeLean.com. Plus, you'll get free rush shipping. And as always, you can find a link to all our sponsors at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. We're in the middle of a conversation with Victoria Philpott for our Right Stuff segment. She's the author of a very informative and, by the way, very colorful guide to festivals around the world. It's called Celebrate the Greatest Festivals of the World. And before this segment is over, I'm going to give you her website that's loaded with all kinds of advice, including how to sneak alcohol into events. Vicky. Okay. All right. Let's take another one out of the country, and then we'll take one in the U.S. There's one in Malawi called Lake of Stars that I've never heard of.
Yeah, so this festival is held on the shore of Lake Malawi, and they get local artists, and they get international artists to come and perform, and it's a focus on music, this one. But there's such a good atmosphere there because it's quite a small festival, relatively, but it means a lot to the people that are there, and they have some great local artists. So that was a good one to go to a few years ago.
Well, this might be a good time to ask, at most festivals, do you have to plan ahead to buy tickets to most festivals?
Yeah, so these are kind of the big ones that we're naming now. So it's good to get your tickets in advance. So, for example, Glastonbury in England, you have to get your ticket about 9 months in advance, and that's after signing up to a pre-list where you have to give all your details. And then Coachella Festival, you have to sign up to that one about 4 months in advance. So, yeah, you have to be pretty prepared for these festivals.
I didn't know that. Let's talk about the one in Palm Springs called Coachella. That is almost all music, correct?
Yes.
And how long? It's at least a week, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, so they do, well, they do it over two weekends, and they just have the most incredible lineup. And then, so they have these huge artists, but then they'll also bring their other artist friends that aren't necessarily on the bill. So it's kind of all the artists trying to outdo each other as to who their celebrity friends are. So that always makes the news, that one. But that was a really good festival, big focus on music, and it's a lot about, well, it's also about the fashion and the look. So it's an interesting festival to go to just for people watching, really.
I've been to the Edinburgh Festival. I don't recall. I thought I bought some tickets for, it's a lot of artistic events, you know, in different theaters all around town in Edinburgh. I thought I had to buy some tickets. I could buy some tickets while I was there. Do I remember correctly, or has that changed?
You can buy tickets when you're there, but it's sort of the highlights will sell out. The headliners will sell out. But there's tickets to buy when you're there for the smaller shows, which can be the more interesting shows. And they'll be the ones perhaps in 2 or 3 years where they're having bigger shows or having TV shows or anything. So that's kind of the showcase aspect of these festivals, like South by Southwest. It's some people go for the challenge to find the new big thing.
Is a state fair in the United States considered a festival? I suppose it would be, right?
Yeah, so I think the festival term can be quite loose and applies to a lot of fairs and festivals around the world. But yeah,
right.
It's a festival.
All right. How do you sneak a little bottle of alcohol into a festival if they've got all kinds of guards and things you walk through that detect metal and glass and so on?
So many different ways. One of the best ways is just with confidence. Just walk through, and maybe it's just in your pocket or in your shoe or even in a loaf of bread. It depends on the festival and what they allow in. But there are sneaky ways, definitely.
I would presume having your booze in a plastic container would be better than a silver flask.
Yeah, so you could just put it in a plastic bag and then put it in your bra. A lot of people I know would do that just to sneak a bit in, because that won't be tested, it won't be checked.
And I also would gather that accommodations need to be booked. I mean, if you're traveling a distance to get there, accommodations would be good to book ahead if you're already having to book ahead for events.
Yeah, I think that depends on the festival. So some of them are just field festivals and you have to camp, like Glastonbury. But at Lake of Stars Festival in Malawi, we got a hotel well in advance, because obviously all the prices go up near the event.
If you'd like to know a whole lot more about festivals and see some you might want to go to Vicky's website, which is VickyFlipFlopTravels.com. VickyFlipFlopTravels.com. Victoria Philpott is the author. Thank you, Vicky, so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's been great.
All right. There you go. If you don't have fun in the next year, it's not because we didn't tell you about a lot of festivals. We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.